听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Well, an important holiday is coming up this Sunday. Do you know which one it is? That's right. It's Easter. Now, when you think of Easter, what image comes to your mind? A rabbit? An empty cave? How about eggs? Yes. For the next 3 days, we're going to look at the simple but very symbolic egg and its connection with this important Christian holiday. Some new words to know for this section include poached, as in, I prefer poached eggs to fried ones because they are lower in fat. Let's look at the adjective lowly, as in, the lowly students looked up to the great professor. And finally, the verb symbolize. A white dove symbolizes peace. Okay, let's get into the lesson right now, an Easter extravaganza. It starts on page 26.
An Easter extravaganza. People make Easter eggs to celebrate the holiday in a beautiful way. People like them scrambled, fried, boiled, and poached. But around Easter time, they take on a whole new look. Lowly eggs take on new significance in the days and weeks before Easter, when they become one of the centerpieces of this Christian holiday. Earliest traditions. The earliest tradition of coloring and giving Easter eggs came about 50 years after Christ's death and resurrection. Bright red eggs symbolized the blood of Jesus that saves people from their sins. When two friends met on Easter Day, they would tap their eggs together and one would say, "Christ is risen."
Welcome to Studio Classroom. Happy Easter. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And today we're going through this month's culture article on Easter eggs. Now, our article is titled An Easter Extravaganza. And if you look up the word extravaganza in your dictionary, you probably won't find it. That is not actually a word, but it comes from what word, Chelsea?
Well, it comes from a word that sounds the same as the word in our title, extravaganza, but it is spelled a little bit differently, E-X-T-R-A-V-A-G-A-N-Z-A, extravaganza. And an extravaganza is just a special display of some sort. So today we're talking about an Easter extravaganza. Easter is the Christian holiday that Christians celebrate, the death and resurrection, the rising of Jesus. And we're talking about how Easter eggs are part of that extravaganza.
Right. In the word extravaganza, you will see the word egg. And today, since we're talking about Easter and Easter eggs, maybe some of you are curious why we talk about eggs when we're talking about Easter. Well, we're going to tell you that Easter is about celebrating Jesus, how he came to this earth, and how he died and later rose to life. And eggs also represent new life. So that's why we talk about Easter eggs.
So throughout history, people have taken this egg as a symbol of new life, and they have decorated these eggs in a beautiful way to celebrate Easter. Our article starts out by saying people like them, or people like eggs, scrambled, fried, boiled, and poached. And we're going to see here in a minute, they also like them colored.
And that word poached is our first word bank word. And if something is poached, that means it has been boiled in a liquid. When you make an egg, there are many different ways you can make them. As it says, you can fry them or you can scramble them. They're always delicious. But poaching them is a little bit different as you make it in a boiling liquid.
Right. And around Easter time, eggs take on a whole new look. This means people have a new perspective or way of looking at eggs during Easter time. Why? Well, our article says lowly eggs take on new significance. And this means that usually we don't think of eggs as being a very special kind of food. They're just a lowly kind of food, a very humble, a very simple food. But during Easter time, they take on a new significance or they have a new meaning.
Right. Initially, eggs have a very low status or a low rank, not very important. At Easter time, they're very important. Do you guys come from families where you colored eggs at Easter time?
Yes, my family always did that as a tradition. We would boil the eggs and then make them look very colorful and pretty with designs on them. And we would even go on Easter egg hunts on Easter Day.
Yes, right.
And our family, at school, we also colored eggs and with different of our family or friends and their kids, we would also color Easter eggs. So this is something a lot of people do. And during the days and weeks before Easter, eggs become one of the most important centerpieces of this Christian tradition. This means that eggs become one of the most important parts of this Christian tradition.
Well, let's get started by looking at some of the earliest traditions of these Easter eggs. The earliest tradition of coloring and giving Easter eggs came about 50 years after Christ's death and resurrection. Now, many of you may know that name, Jesus Christ. He is the central person in the Christian faith. And when we talk about his death and resurrection, we're talking about something very specific that Christians believe in, the primary reason they believe in Christianity. And Chip, if we are talking about resurrection, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Jesus actually dying and then him coming back to life and not just having the same quality of life that he had before he died, but actually resurrection communicates a new, even better quality of life than you had before. And so in Jesus' resurrection, we say he rose from the dead or he is risen. And this is the center of what Easter is about.
Right, so resurrection is coming to life after being dead. But Christians believe that during this time, during Easter time, we celebrate something very important. These Easter eggs, they are a symbol or they symbolize. This means that they represent the blood of Jesus, which is red, that saves people from their sins.
So we see in our text that when two friends met on Easter Day, they would tap their eggs together and one would say, "Christ is risen." We're going to learn more about that in just a moment. But first, let's go to the chat room and take a break and we'll see you after the break.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Naomi. Happy Easter, everyone.
That's right. Easter is coming up. And our article today is called An Easter Eggstravaganza. Naomi, that word eggstravaganza is spelled kind of funny.
Well, I'm glad you noticed, Ken. The word is supposed to be extravaganza, like extra, extravaganza. But since eggs are an important part of Easter, the writer uses a pun and turns extravaganza into eggstravaganza.
Oh, so a pun is a play on words.
That's right. It usually is a humorous use of words which have the same sound but different meanings. Let me give you another example. If we can have an Easter eggstravaganza, Then we can also have a Halloween spooktacular.
Wait a minute, Naomi. You mean a Halloween spectacular.
Well, spectacular is the original word, but since people often get spooked or frightened on Halloween, we can create a pun by turning spectacular into spooktacular.
Oh, I get it. 今天的题目叫做 an Easter extravaganza. 不知道你有没有注意到 extravaganza 的拼法很奇怪。Extravaganza, 新奇的事物不是应该拼 extravaganza。前面怎么会变成用 eggs?鸡蛋了呢？这当然是一个 pun， 一个 pun 就是用谐音设计出的双关语。既然鸡蛋在复活节有重要的含义，作者就索性用 eggs 来取代原本的 ex 的字首。那刚才 Naomi 还提到另外一个字 ，a Halloween spooktacular。Halloween 是万圣节 ，spectacular 是壮观的事物。但是因为在 Halloween， 许多人都会被spook 惊吓到，因此 a Halloween spooktacular 也就成为一个双关语。
And we hope you're all getting excited for Easter. Let's take a break right now, but Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Christ is risen.That's what Christian believers in the ancient world said to each other as they tapped their Easter eggs together. How did the lowly egg become associated with Christians celebrating the life of Jesus Christ? That's the big question we're asking as we track the development of the Easter egg as it travels through history. The last key word for today is superstition, as in,You won't have bad luck if you walk under a ladder. That's just a superstition. Okay, now we're ready to return to this portion of the lesson. It's titled Earliest Traditions. Please follow along on line 17.
An Easter extravaganza.And then the other would reply, Christ is risen indeed. They would then eat the eggs together. Spring festivals in Persia, Egypt, Greece, and Rome all featured colored eggs. Then, in the 15th century, the Crusaders carried the idea throughout Europe. Once the custom of coloring eggs became established in the West, superstitions arose.People believed if they kept eggs that had been laid on Good Friday for 100 years, the yolks would turn to diamonds. And if a person were lucky enough to find an egg with two yolks, he or she would soon become rich.
So one of the earliest traditions that happened about 50 years after Christ's resurrection would be that two friends would meet on Easter Day and they would tap their eggs and maybe one person would say, Christ is risen.
And the other person would say, Christ is risen indeed, and tap their eggs together. Now, we know that Christ is risen sounds strange to use that verb form is instead of has. This is just the traditional way, the traditional language that this phrase is said in. If you were using a sentence like this normally, you would use the word has. But here, is correct.
And then the two would eat these eggs together. And as we know, as Esther mentioned earlier today, that eggs symbolize new life. And that's one of our vocab words. That symbol or that symbolizing a new life is there in the egg. Our article goes on to say that spring festivals in Persia, Egypt, Greece, and Rome all featured colored eggs.And then in the 15th century, about 500 years ago, the Crusaders did something. And who were the Crusaders?
Well, the Crusaders were a group of Christians from many hundreds of years ago, and they were Christians who fought for their beliefs, and they fought in what we call today holy wars. So they carried this idea of coloring eggs throughout all of Europe at this time, and it became very, very popular.
And not only did this idea happen in Europe, but also spread to the West. It spread to many, many countries, including North America. When the pilgrims, other people went to North America, they brought these traditions of coloring eggs during Easter time to these new countries and new places.
And once this custom or tradition or practice of coloring eggs became established in the West, then superstitions arose, or superstitions began. Now, superstitions is one of our word bank words. A superstition is a belief or fear that some people have that's based on circumstances. It's usually based on events in a person's life, not really based on science. So I think we have several examples of superstitions, don't we?
We do. I know growing up, I was told many times that if I break a mirror, then I will have 7 years of bad luck. Or if I walk underneath a ladder, I will have bad luck. So that's something that many people try not to do. They try not to break mirrors and walk below ladders because they think it will bring them bad luck, when really that's an irrational fear. It's a fear that doesn't really have a strong basis for belief.
Some people who believe in superstitions think that magic has a lot to do with your luck. So if they do certain things, then these things will bring bad luck, or some kind of bad magic will happen to their lives. So one of the superstitions that happened many years ago was that when people believed that if they kept eggs that had been laid on Good Friday, and this is just the Friday before Easter Sunday, they believed that they kept these eggs for 100 years, then the egg yolks, or the center part of the egg, which is yellow, would turn to diamonds.
And you can definitely hear how that sounds like a superstition. It's probably not a belief that's based on science or logic, but they understood Good Friday to be a very special day because that was the day that Jesus died.
And if a person were lucky enough to find an egg with two yolks, he or she would soon become rich. This is also a superstition that people held back then. To find an egg with two yolks would be very unique, since eggs usually only have one yolk. So they thought that that would be a very special egg, and that they would become rich if they found such an egg.
Now, we're going to watch a skit, but maybe while we're doing that, you can think about Easter eggs and try, if you've never done so before, maybe you can even try coloring an egg, and or boiling eggs, or eating eggs today, because we're celebrating Easter, and this is one of the traditions. Now, what are some of the other traditions people have during Easter?
Well, like we mentioned already, people dye and color Easter eggs, and sometimes people go on Easter egg hunts, which means you hide Easter eggs around, maybe behind trees or bushes or rocks, and then children go out and they try to find these eggs, and they collect them and put them in their baskets. It's always fun to watch.
That's right. My family always had baskets which were full of sometimes eggs, or actually my favorite eggs were not colored eggs, but my favorite eggs were chocolate eggs. And when those were in my basket, it was a good Easter. We're going to watch a skit now, and we'll talk more about this Easter extravaganza tomorrow.
Look!
I have a basket full of eggs.
Well, I have a very, very special bag.
What's so special about that little bag?
Well, give me one of your eggs and I'll show you.
Well, okay.
Watch. I put this egg into my special bag and look. The egg is gone.
Okay, I saw you put that egg under your arm.
You did? No, no, no. It's not under my arm. See, the egg is in the bag.
Huh? How did you do that?
It's a secret. But if you promise not to tell anyone, I'll show you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, watch. I pretend to put the egg in the bag, but really, I put it under my arm. Shashina.
I knew it.
Yeah, and then I can show you that the bag is empty. And then very, very quickly, I get the egg from under my arm and put it in the bag. Eh? Oh, it's in the bag. Let's try it one more time.
How do you do that?
Let's try it again. I pretend to put the egg into the bag, but really, I put it under my arm, right?
Right.
Okay, then I show you, ta-da, the bag is empty. And then, so fast, whoop, I get the egg, ta-da-ta-da, and put it back in the bag. But you can't see it. And then, the egg is not here, it's not under my arm, it's in the, it's gone.
Huh? Where is the egg?
I know, it's in my pocket.
What's it doing in your pocket?
It's hatching into a chicken.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 lowly 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 low 低的这个形容词，所以形容词 lowly 是指地位卑下的或者是平凡的。例如 ,his first job was a lowly worker in a factory. 他第一份工作是在工厂里当一个平凡的工人。或者是 ,even though Kate comes from lowly origins, she strove to succeed and ended up as the CEO of her company. Kate 虽然出身卑微，但是她力争上游，最后成为自己公司的执行长。接下来我们看的是 symbolize 这个动词，我们看到这个字里面有 symbol 象征或记号这个名词，所以动词 symbolize 是指象征或代表。例如 ，a white wedding gown symbolizes the purity of the bride， 洁白的婚纱代表着新娘的纯洁，或者是 the natives gave us a necklace that symbolizes the friendship between us。原住民们送我们的这条项链象征着我们之间的友谊。最后我们看的是 superstition 这个名词。superstition 是指迷信。例如 ,people believe superstitions because of fear. 人们因为恐惧而相信迷信。或者是 ,according to the superstition, number 13 is an unlucky number. 根据迷信数字13被认为是一个不吉利的数字。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned.
An Easter extravaganza. People make Easter eggs to celebrate the holiday in a beautiful way. People like them scrambled, fried, boiled, and poached.But around Easter time, they take on a whole new look. Lowly eggs take on new significance in the days and weeks before Easter when they become one of the centerpieces of this Christian holiday. Earliest traditions. The earliest tradition of coloring and giving Easter eggs came about 50 years after Christ's death and resurrection.Bright red eggs symbolized the blood of Jesus that saves people from their sins. When two friends met on Easter Day, they would tap their eggs together and one would say, "Christ is risen." And then the other would reply, "Christ is risen indeed." They would then eat the eggs together. Spring festivals in Persia, Egypt, Greece, and Rome all featured colored eggs. Then, in the 15th century, the Crusaders carried the idea throughout Europe. Once the custom of coloring eggs became established in the West, superstitions arose. People believed if they kept eggs that had been laid on Good Friday for 100 years, the yolks would turn to diamonds. And if a person were lucky enough to find an egg with two yolks,he or she would soon become rich.
friends, let me remind you that our key points activity on page 29 gives you four sets of words. We leave it to you to create a sentence that's correct in meaning and grammar. You can check your work with the suggested answers on page 71. Tomorrow, we're going to the Ukraine to discover more about the Easter egg. Until then, friends, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, hope you have an extravagant day. Bye-bye.